Here's Father Jim again. Hello. It's Women's Day, and I've chosen a lovely piece from John's Gospel, chapter 4, where a most gracious lady unexpectedly met the Lord. And this is what happened in John chapter 4. When Jesus heard the Pharisees had found that he was making and baptizing more disciples than John, though in fact it was the disciples who baptized, not Jesus himself, he left Judea and went back to Galilee. That meant he had to cross Samaria. Nonsense! He should have crossed the Jordan, walked up the east bank, and not got contaminated by bad countryside, bad faith, bad blood. But you notice our Lord was always going out of bounds. He went to Caesarea Philippi, if you please. And note, he started his mission from the fringe and worked inwards. He started in Galilee and worked towards Jerusalem. He didn't start at the centre of things. And all great things in the church start at the edges. All great renewals, not at the centre. So all of us who work on the front line, we are most blessed. That's where our Lord was. He also touched lepers. He should have gone to confession. He had Mary Magdalene round his feet, John in his bosom. I don't know what the neighbours thought. He went hanging round cemeteries. Gadarene swine, if you please. He went near where the pigs were. Well, on this occasion, he walked through Samaria. And he landed at this place, and he sat down near Sychar by a well. And he was tired by the journey. I've spoken before about tiredness. Our Lord was acquainted with tiredness. On one occasion he slept through a 10-force gale in the Sea of Galilee. If that's not tiredness, I don't know what is. So he plonked himself down and asked the apostles to go in to get the refreshments. I don't know whether they went in to buy a Big Mac or something, but anyhow, he was sitting there. And a Samaritan lady comes along. Never forget, Jews don't normally talk to Samaritans. And our Lord said, "Give me a drink." Notice, our Lord always approaches people with his needs. He could have said, "I'm the waters of life, you're the thirsty one, open your mouth and down it goes." He said, "I'm the thirsty one round here." And when Mary Magdala washed his feet and put oil on his feet, he said, "Thanks, I needed that. Thanks, I needed that. I was the one who needed a burial, a proper burial one day." Well, anyhow, the lady is a bit surprised. You a Jew talking to a Samaritan? And our Lord said, "If you knew who it was, I wouldn't be asking you for a drink, you'd be asking me." Now, John's Gospel is full of double meanings. Our Lord often says something enigmatic. The person takes the wrong meaning so he can show the right meaning. And our Lord more or less says, "Look, she says to him, 'You haven't got a bucket. How can you give me a drink?' And our Lord said, 'Look, you come here 3 times a day because the water you collect goes in one orifice and out of the other. But the water I'll give you will turn you into a well. Bubble, 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 bubble within you.'" And I think he was talking about the subconscious. We're all sitting on an infinite resource centre of energy, which we can tap with prayer and creative relationships and creative use of the body and having dreams and visions and imagination. So the woman misunderstands, "Hey, give me some of this water so I won't have to come back at 4 o'clock this afternoon." Our Lord said, "Go and call your husband." She said, "I haven't got one." Our Lord Morris says, "You've got 5. "All right," she says. "Saucy, saucy you are." We're sitting on this well looking at Mount Gerizim there. You tell me, should we worship as Samaritans do still once a year on the top of Mount Gerizim, or should we worship in Jerusalem, as you would say? Our Lord said, "It doesn't matter where you worship. You have to worship in the heart, in spirit and in truth. That's the sort of worship God wants." And then she says, "I know the Messiah is coming and he'll explain everything." And Jesus said to her, "He who is speaking to you, I Wow. That's what sentenced our Lord to death before Abraham was, I am. St. John's Gospel is full of I am. Bread of life, living water, the way and the truth and the good shepherd. They're all beautiful ways of trying to show us that he is with the Father. So in prayer, all we need to say is, here I am. Well, the woman goes off to tell them all in Sainsbury's or the local market what she's found. Meanwhile, the apostles come back. So they have a bite. Have a Big Mac. Have a sandwich. Our Lord says, I'm not hungry now. For me, it is an amazing thing. Our Lord was hungry and thirsty and tired. But his conversation with the lady refreshed him. He'd lost his appetite for ordinary food because her face and the conversation with her did him so much good. O women of the world, thank you for all the good you do within the church and outside the church. Amen.